Ross Ramsey with the Texas Tribune, thank you for being with us.
Absolutely.
What do the primary runoffs tell us about the Tea Party in Texas?
The national storyline has been that traditional Republicans or establishment Republicans have been fighting the Tea Party back. That's not the case in Texas. In Texas, the Tea Party dominated the top of the ticket. They did less well down in the House races, but at the statewide level and at the state Senate level, it was a Tea Party election.
What does that say then about the Republican Party?
The Tea Party element inside the Republican Party is the most active piece. They're organized, they're focused. The other side hasn't gotten off the couch in the same way. They're just, you know, the activists at any given time in a political party are the ones who are in control. And right now, the activists in the Republican Party are the fiscal and social conservatives that have collectively come to be called the Tea Party.
Well, speaking of Tea Party support, it helped Dan Patrick over David Dewhurst for the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor. How does the outcome affect chances for Democratic nominee Letitia Vanderpute?
The Democrats in Texas have lost 9 election cycles in a row. They haven't won a statewide race since 1994. And their infrastructure has suffered. If you look at the voter turnout last night, I didn't see final numbers, but it was almost 3-1 Republican. Now, the Democrats didn't have the same number of competitive and interesting races that the Republicans did, but this is an ongoing problem with Texas Democrats. They're not as organized. They're not as tightly knit. It's hard to build a wave behind a candidate, even if you have a really, really great candidate. Now, all of that said, Letitia Vanderpute's a pretty charismatic candidate, more so maybe than even the gubernatorial candidate, Wendy Davis. And she's going to have a sharp contrast with Dan Patrick. You know, you've got a white Anglo male from Houston who's running as a very conservative Republican. You've got a Latina from San Antonio running as a moderate to liberal Democrat. Voters are certainly going to have a choice here.
The runoffs kept the Greg Abbott-Wendy Davis contest for governor off the front pages for the most part the last few days, save for disagreements over debates. So what's likely ahead now?
They haven't really started the part of the race, although I expect them to very quickly, where we start to see the sharp differences, where Abbott talks about in a very, very public way, here's what you get with me, here's what you get with Davis. Davis does the same thing.
That said, who needs those debates more?
Davis needs them more than Abbott does. It's a Republican state. If you just let everything kind of go to the status quo, you know, the argument is that the red flag would beat the blue flag. She needs the debate more to establish the context. He's got $30 million stashed away for advertising, which is plenty. She needs to raise some money. She's in the challenging position, and she needs to get in a position where she can try to tear him down a little bit.
Ross Ramsey, thank you for joining us.
Thanks as always.